朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
我想我们今天大家都非常的喜乐啊。
Today is such a joyful day.
啊，圣经上告诉我们，一只迷羊回来，主人跟邻居都一起庆祝的。
The scripture tells us when the lost sheep is regained and found, the master and the neighbors all rejoice.
所以主耶稣说，有一个罪人悔改，连天上的使者都要这样子欢喜快乐啊。
The Lord Jesus says, when a sinner repented and come back, all the angels in heaven are rejoicing.
啊，我不晓得你们相不相信今天在天上在为你们庆祝。
Do you believe that there's a celebration for you in heaven today?
我跟你讲，我们今天地上为你们庆祝，我们喜乐的程度跟天使喜乐的程度连1%都达不到。
You know the joy of our celebration on Earth Day cannot compare, not even 1% to the joy of celebration in heaven today.
因为他们知道一个人蒙恩所得的恩典是多么的大，远超过我们今天在地上所能体会的。
Because they understand the grace, the immense grace that we receive, far beyond what we can comprehend.
我相信每一个得救的人背后都有一个很美丽的故事。
I believe there's such a beautiful story behind every sinner that is being saved.
而且我也相信每一个蒙恩得救的人从此以后人生不一样。
And I believe from now on our life will be different.
它的意义、它的价值都不一样了。
And the significance, the value of our life.Will all be different.
但是这一切的恩典、一切的价值，都是因为神的恩典跟耶稣基督舍命的大爱。
But all this grace and all this worth is because of the great love of Jesus Christ and His salvation.
所以我们早晨真的是一起把荣耀来归给他。
So this morning we want to give all glory to our Lord.
今天早晨我交通一个题目，还是维持着我们今年的主题 Christ Alone 啊，唯独基督。
And this morning we'll continue our theme of this year.Christ alone.
但是我用一个圣经中一个非常非常有名的比喻，主耶稣亲自讲的，就是好撒玛利亚人。
But today we're going to look at this famous parable from Jesus, the Good Samaritan.
可能你们听到a Samaritan 这个字的时候，你们马上就会想到就是好人好事。
Probably when we think about the Samaritan, we think about good people with charities.
因为很多慈善机构、宣教机构，甚至医院，我们圣何塞也有一个啊 Samaritan Hospital.
Because there are a lot of charity institutions, even hospitals are called Good Samaritans. We have one in San Jose.
那你们会想说，奇怪的，这个 Good Samaritan 跟我今天的主题得着基督跟活基督有什么关系？
But you might wonder, what's the story of Good Samaritan has to do with us?Gaining Christ and living out of Christ.
想要知道这个答案，就专心听我讲道。
If you want to know the answer, please pay attention.
好，那整个故事一开始就是一个非常紧张的局面啊。
So you can see from the very beginning, it's a very intense.
圣经上告诉我们，这个律法师是要来试探耶稣的。
Because the scripture tells us this lawyer came to test Jesus.
换句话说，他带着。不正确、不良的动机要来试验耶稣。
In other words, he came with a not very good intention.
要从耶稣的回答，如果回答错了，他们就可以有机会来控告他。
So that he's actually trying to find excuse so that they can accuse him.
所以这个问题非常重要，就是我应该做什么让我可以得永生。
So this question is very critical. What should I do to inherit eternal life?
然后也从这个问题里面就让我们看见的不光是犹太人，也是历世历代很多人一个错误的观念。
So actually this question represents a wrong concept not only to the Jews but many people throughout the generation.
认为我应该做什么以至于我可以得什么。
As if we can do something to earn something.
如果我要得到永生的话，那么告诉我我该做什么。
So if I want to gain eternal life, please tell me what I should do.
那这个不叫恩典。
But that is not grace.
那这个不叫福音。
And that is not the gospel.
如果永生是人借着做什么可以得着的话，
If we can get eternal life through doing something,
那么耶稣基督就不需要来到地上为我们死在十字架上。
Then Jesus Christ does not have to come to this earth to die for us on the cross.
所以当我们读这个故事的时候，你会发现一件很特别的事情。
So when we read the story, you will find something very interesting.
耶稣好像没有直接回答他的问题。
As if Jesus did not directly answer his question.
你在圣经上常常会看到耶稣常常好像没有回答问题。
The scripture shows us oftentimes Jesus does not directly answer the question.
或者好像答非所问。
Or it seems like his answer does not fit in the question.
但是耶稣的每一个问题都是一针见血的问题。
But every single time his answer is right to the point.
所以当这个人问说我该做什么可以得永生？
So when this person asks, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?
耶稣就问他说，那你自己律法上写的是什么？你读的是什么？
Then he says, what is written in the law? What is your reading of it?
所以弟兄姊妹，圣经写的是一回事，我们读出来的是另外一回事。
Yes, it is one thing that what's written in the scripture, but it's another thing what we read out of it.
所以马丁路德特别提醒我们，不要把你自己的意思读进圣经，要把圣经的意思读出来。
So Martin Luther especially reminds us, don'timpose your concept into the scripture, but read the scripture into you.
所以律法师是当时最懂的律法的人。
So the lawyer is actually an expert of law.
耶稣问他说，律法上写的是什么？那么你自己读的是什么？
So Jesus asks, what is written in the law and what is your reading of it?
他的回答就是说，你要尽心尽心尽意尽力爱主你的神，然后要爱你的邻舍如同爱自己。
Then he says, you shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with your soul, with your strength, and with your mind, and your neighbor as yourself.
这句话是什么？大家知道吗？
So what is this verse?
大诫命，对不对？
This is the great commandment.
是圣经里面马太福音特别告诉我们，这是律法中的第一条，也是最大的。
The scripture of Matthew especially tells us this is the first and the greatest commandment.
马可福音十二章甚至告诉我们说，再也没有比这两条诫命更大的了。
Mark 12 even tells us there's no other commandment greater than these.
它是一切律法和先知道理的总纲。
On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets.
换句话说，如果你旧约读不懂的话，
In other words, if you cannot understand the Old Testament,
或是整个圣经读不懂的话，
or you cannot understand the entire Bible,
它就集中在这一句话里面。
Then the entire thing hangs on these two commandments.
这是整个旧约道理一切道理的总纲，一个 summary, 一个最重要的 highlight.
It's the highlight and the summary of the entire scripture, the law and the prophets.
所以耶稣说，你回答的对。
And therefore Jesus said, you said it right.
那你就照着去做吧。
Then just go and do.
那这个时候，这个人问了一个问题。
Then this person asked another question.
他说：“那谁是我的邻舍呢？”
And then who is my neighbor?
好，弟兄姊妹，那我们现在有两个问题哈，我们再回到刚刚那个问题。耶稣说：“你这样行，就必得永生。”
Because Jesus says, "You have answered rightly. Do this, and you will live."
那我在这里问了一个问题。
So I have a question.
耶稣为什么会这样子回答他
？Why did Jesus answer this way?
这个跟圣经上因信称义的真理不是违背吗？
Doesn't that sound conflict to the truth that just shall justify by faith?
这不是跟我刚刚所说的，如果是要借着行为要做什么的话，那么耶稣这样子说，你照着去行就必得永生，岂不是矛盾了吗？
Doesn't that conflict with our concept that we shall the justification come by faith, not by doing works?
为什么耶稣这么问
？Why did Jesus ask them？
你们有没有人很回答我这个问题
？Anyone has a question？
这个不是跟真不是跟因信称义是矛盾的吗
？Doesn't it conflict with justification by faith？
好 ，Chris。
I think this picture paints there's a picture of someone being saved by works, but.In this case, it's not the works of the sinner, but the works of the Savior. And so Jesus is the person who lived out the Good Samaritan's example. And he's telling us that you need to live like this to have eternal life, and you cannot, but I can.
Okay, 好。那个其实，谢谢你回答哈。 其实他的答案是在罗马书，我们现在这个两个视频没办法 display。罗马书三章二十节说到，凡有血气的，没有一个能够因行律法，在神面前被称为义啊，没有一个人能够在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人知罪。
So the answer is actually in Romans chapter 3 verse 20. It says, therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh can be justified in his sight. For by the law is the knowledge of sin.
就像我的衣服脏了，如果我在黑暗的房间里面的话，我不知道我的衣服脏了。
Just like if my garment is dirty, and in the dark room, I cannot tell that my garment is dirty.
当我被带到光底下，当我被带到镜子面前的时候，我就看见，哎呀，我衣服脏了。
But then if I'm brought to the light and in front of the mirror, then I can tell my garment is dirty.
我需要赶快换一件，因为我今天要在台上讲台。
And because today I need to preach, I need to change to another garment.
所以如果没有镜子，没有光的话，我看不见我脏。
But without light or a mirror, I cannot tell that my garment is dirty.
所以圣经上告诉我们，没有一个人因为行了律法，能够在神面前被称为义。
So the scripture tells us no one, no flesh can be justified by doing the deeds of the law.
换句话说，没有一个人能够借着做好事，能够在神面前被称义，能够得到永远的生命。
In other words, no one can be justified in front of God by his good deeds.
更不要说大诫命了。
Let alone the great commandments.
就是尽心、尽心、尽意、尽力爱主你的神，然后要爱你的邻舍，如同爱自己。
To love the Lord your God with all of your heart, with your soul, with your mind and strength, and then your neighbor as yourself.
所以这个律法师的答案是百分之百的对。
Therefore, the answer of this expert of law is 100% correct.
但是这个律法师也知道他自己百分之百他达不到神的律法。
And he also knows that he cannot fulfill this law 100%.
所以耶稣的这句话是一针见血的一个问题，叫他去面对他的自己。
Therefore, the question of Jesus is right to the point. He is directing himself to face himself.
我们怎么可能活得出神的要求来？
How can we live out the requirements of God?
但是这个律法师马上就回答了一个问题啊。
But then this lawyer immediately asked another question.
他说谁是我的邻舍呢？
But who is my neighbor?
弟兄姊妹，他为什么这么问？
Why did he ask this way?
你们怎么都这么乖？你们在上课都不问问题的。
You don't have any questions.
他为什么要这么问？谁 Why? 到底谁是我的邻舍
？Why did he say, "Who's my neighbor?"
我想有两个可能哈。第一个可能他马上 self defense 啊，他就是要来保护自己哈。
First possibility is that he's trying to defend himself.
因为他知道他达不到，但是他要给自己找个理由。
He knows that he can never attain to these commandments, but then he's finding excuse for himself.
他说谁是我的邻舍？
He says, who is my neighbor?
换句话说，他真正要讲的就是到底谁值得我爱他，如同爱我自己。
In other words, he's trying to say, who is worthy for me to love as him as myself?
在地上有哪一个人值得我爱他？像爱我自己一样。
Is there anyone on earth who is worthy for me to love him as myself?
弟兄姊妹，不管你信主耶稣，信耶稣多少年，或是你还没信耶稣啊。
Whether brothers and sisters, whether Christians or not.
那我问你一个问题。
Let me ask you a question.
有谁你爱他胜过爱你自己？
Is there anyone that you love him or her more than yourself?
除了正在恋爱中的男女以外。
Apart from those who are just in love, they're dating.
圣经上从来没有说男朋友要爱女朋友如同爱自己。
The scripture never tells us that the boyfriends should love their girlfriends as themselves.
圣经上只说你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子如同爱自己。
But the scripture only tells that husbands love your wives as yourself.
知道 the difference 吗？
Can you tell the difference?
在交女朋友、交男朋友的时候，为他上高山、下油锅都可以。
Because when you're dating, when you're right in love, then you're willing to die for each other.
平常不洗澡的，现在天天洗澡。
Those who would not take showers daily, now take showers daily.
他从前很懒的，现在在他面前表现得很勤快。
Those who were used to be lazy, now they are in love. They are become so diligent.
平常很粗的，现在表现得这么体贴，这么细微。
And those who used to be very insensitive, now very sensitive, very mindful of each other.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个人回答说：“有谁值得我爱他胜过像我爱自己一样？”
So this lawyer is actually saying, is there anyone who is worthy of my love that I can love as myself?
圣经上特别说，这个律法是为了显明自己有理。
So the scripture tells us that he is actually trying to justify himself.
他讲的真的是对的。
And what he said is correct.
如果不是耶稣，不是耶稣的爱在我们里面，有谁值得我们爱他如同爱自己？
It is true, indeed true. Without the love of Christ in us, in our heart, there's no one who's worthy of our love.
虽然我们爱我们的父母，爱我们的配偶，爱我们的孩子。
Even though we love our parents, love our spouses and our children.
但是这些爱跟我们爱自己是还是有差距的。
But such love cannot be compared to our love for ourselves.
所以由这个问题，其实就显出来这个人。就是我们人的本性都还是自我中心的。
So from his question, it reveals to us that all of us are still self-centered.
说到没有人配得我们来爱他。
Therefore, we think no one is worthy of our love.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一定要了解圣经上主耶稣这样子的回答，他是为了要帮助他认识自己。
So we need to understand Jesus' question is actually trying to help him to understand himself.
施布真他。我很佩服他一点，就是他很年轻的时候就开始传福音，而且传非常纯正的福音。
Brother Spurgeon, since his youth, he started to sharing gospel, the pure and true gospel.
他从17岁就开始传福音。
He started sharing gospel when he was 17 years old.
当我读到他21岁传福音的时候，他说他传福音从来不急着告诉人家信耶稣有什么祝福。
When he was 21 years old, once he says that whenever he shared the gospel, he never rushed to tell people the blessings of receiving Jesus as Savior.
对一个从来不肯承认自己是罪人、自己需要救主的人，你跟他讲神给你的祝福是没有用的。
To someone who would not admit that he's a sinner and he needs salvation, it's useless to tell them the benefit and the blessings of salvation.
他甚至很直接的说，就好像把 honey 把糖蜜糖拿出来，吸引的只是苍蝇。
He was even so direct. He says that it's like you're holding out, you're giving out honey, and all you attract is just flies.
因为很多人愿意神的祝福，但是不愿意降服在耶稣基督十字架的底下。
Because many people will.Love the blessings without being submitting to under the cross of Jesus Christ.
因为很多人会希望得到神的祝福和帮助，但是他们却不肯承认自己是个罪人。
Many people are willing to receive the blessings and help of Jesus Christ without admitting that they are sinners and they need salvation.
所以耶稣基督要真的把永生给这个律法师的话
，So for Jesus to truly give eternal life to this lawyer,
他要帮助这个律法师。走到一个地步，承认在我真的不行，主，我是个罪人，我达不到你的要求。
Jesus had to first help this expert of law, the lawyer, to a point that he will admit that, Lord Jesus, I cannot do it.
我需要耶稣。
I need Jesus.
所以当这个人在这里说，谁是我的邻舍？
When this person says, "Who is my neighbor?"
耶稣就讲了这个故事哈。
Then Jesus answered this by telling the story.
我想这个故事非常生动。
So this story is very interesting.
但是它今天不是我的重点，我只是稍微提到。
But this is not the focus of my message, so we'll just briefly go over it.
在这里讲到有三个人经过了这个被强盗打得半死的人旁边。
So three people passed by this person who were beaten by the thieves.
他说有一个祭司经过了，看见他，然后就从旁边绕过去。英文是说 on the other side, 就。不肯走过他，绕过他走了。
Says like a certain priest came down and he saw him and he passed by on the other side.
接下来有一个利未人看见了他，然后也绕过去，从另外一边走了。
Then likewise a Levite came and saw him and also passed by on the other side.
然后第三个人来
，The third person came.
撒玛利亚人来
，A Samaritan.
撒玛利亚人是犹太人最瞧不起的人。
And Samaritans were looked down by the Jews at that time.
他们在各方面都是被犹太人瞧不起，甚至都不愿意跟他们讲话的人。
So the Jews used to look down on them, they would not to do it, have anything to do with them, not even talking to them.
你就发现耶稣在这个比喻里面，他多么谦卑，把自己比喻做他是好撒玛利亚人。
Can you see the humility of Jesus Christ? He put himself as a Samaritan in the story.
他来了，看见了。
He saw, came and saw.
请大家注意哈，这三个人都看见了。
Please pay attention that all three of them saw.
但是和撒玛利亚人的不同是他动了慈心。
But the difference between a Samaritan and the other two is that he had compassion.
第三件事情，他上前来，他 take action.
He went to him and took action.
他采取行动。
He took action.
所以约翰一书第三章十八节讲得很清楚，我们相爱不要只在言语和舌头上，总要在行为和诚实上。
For in First John it says, when we love, do not love in words or in tongue, but in deed and in truth.
三个人都看见了。
So all three people saw.
两个宗教领袖德高望重的人从旁边绕过去走掉了。
Two religious leaders who respected by men, just passed by on the other side.
被当时社会瞧不起，认为道德败坏。这个不值得来往的人经过了，却立刻来帮助他。
Yeah, the third person who were looked down by the Jews, by the society, came over with action to help.
他提供了及时的帮助，用油和酒抹他的伤口。
He supplied the time in need, the timely needs. He poured in on oil and wine.
把他放在自己的牲口上。
And then he put him on his own animal.
换句话说，自己变成走路的，让这个人坐在他的驴上。
In other words, this Samaritan started walking by himself and put this person, wounded person, on his animal.
把他送到旅店里面，让他可以休息。
And he brought him to an inn so that he could rest.
然后他的帮助不仅是及时的，也是适当的。
Not only that his help was timely, but also appropriate, adequate.
他留下一点钱，足够让他恢复了。
He left. He gave the innkeeper some money for enough for him to recover there.
他不是把他一辈子需要钱都给他。
But he did not provide him enough money for the rest of his life.
弟兄姊妹，你都看见整个故事里面耶稣讲的每一个细节，其实都是非常有意义的。
So we can see all these details are very, very significant.
好，那我们在这里看见的，耶稣说，这个就问他说，这三个人哪一个人是落在强盗手中的邻舍呢？
Then Jesus asked.So which of these three do you think was the neighbor to him who fell among the thieves?
耶稣为什么问他这个问题？
Why did Jesus ask him this question?
看我今天一直在考你们哈。
See, I keep asking questions.
结果发现你们都不回答。耶稣为什么问这个问题？
Why did Jesus ask this question?
非常好哈，还是姜是老的辣。这个那次听到一个93岁的年长的弟兄，他说，中国话说姜是老的辣，他说基督徒是老的甜。
An elderly brother says, for gingers, the old ones are more spicy, but for Christians, the mature ones are sweeter.
要是基督徒越老，应该让人家觉得你这个人越甜。
As we gradually mature as a Christians, we will become sweeter. Amen to that.
所以我们在座40岁以上的都要甜一点啊。
So those of us who are over 40, we ought to become sweeter and sweeter.
朋友，你收听的是。福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音事工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。